We have a motion and a second. We'll open up for discussion.
Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings started the hour-long discussion, and one by one, council members weighed in, sometimes using too many sports analogies and other times just getting straight to the point. Council member Jennifer Staubach-Gates said she was very impressed with other finalists, David Cook from Wake County, North Carolina, and Deanna Santana from Oakland, California. But then she turned to Gonzalez.
I think you have the votes to be our next city manager. And I, too, will be voting for you. But I have to be honest and say it's with some apprehension, hesitation, and concern.
She didn't explain her reservations, nor did she bring up last summer's controversy involving Gonzalez, the yellow cab company, and the transportation service Uber. Gonzalez was blamed for trying to push new regulations on Uber that were crafted by the cab company. Gates simply wanted to make one thing clear.
You have promised change, and we heard you. I heard you in the interviews. You've promised us change. And I want you to know that I am here to work with you and support you, but I'm also going to hold you to the fire.
Mayor Pro Tem Dwayne Carraway said he's voting for AC Gonzalez because of his leadership and...
You know where our deficits are, you know where our concerns are, and you know what, and we don't have to learn with you.
Before the final vote, Mayor Rawlings recognized that some didn't want to make the interim city manager permanent. The Dallas Fraternal Order of Police even publicly opposed Gonzalez.
Well, it's natural to think that the grass on the other side of the fence sure changes quicker than on our side. But we as a city council today are suggesting something different.
The vote was unanimous and left Gonzalez almost speechless.
I'm greatly honored. Greatly honored by what you all said, and I guess it's more importantly by what you decided.
He told the city council members, "This vote of confidence in me is an indication of your belief that positive change can and will be from within." Dwahli Saikautau, KERA News.